This is an extra track which consists of Sat's comments on resistance.
Now, my question is of you guys, you know, we talked about resistance a couple of times, and if you have any sharing on that practice of how to and how you are doing with it, or do you even remember it?
Several people share their experiences.
Resistance always stems from duality, good and bad, like and dislike. And we were cultivated in this atmosphere. From very beginning of our life, we were in a situation that either we review it as bad or good, because the norm was this is bad and this is good. And it's one of the very tough one to see it. Where did it originate in the beginning? The beginning, it was in duality of having choice between good and bad and not having a great place, not having anything in between. We either hated it or we didn't. We either wanted it or we did not want it. And there was no middle. When we're not in a middle, we don't have any balance. If you don't believe me, just think of yourself on a rope or on a piece of wood hanging from one tree to the other. If you don't stand right in the middle, but none of us were taught. So what happened is there is a mechanism has created in our mind that immediately resents it or immediately resists it. And so now we're beginning to see it not as a personal weakness, but as a collective belief, as, and mostly, if not 100%, is from memory of different experiences and acceptance of good and bad. So this is something that maybe we should put our attention this week to see if we feel that knot that is beginning to form in our emotion and mind and our body. There is a contracts, you could call it, I don't know the words in English. When it's not open, it just goes really tight in. And that's one of the signs of it. And if we can be a watchful and not take it personally at all, but to see it, like Bahar was saying, and to recognize it and to know how we had nothing to do with it. It was just what was took over our being as far as belief goes. And then we begin to release it and find balance, equanimity, and also a joy in that place. And that is a very good way, by watching, just watching, not judging, not conversing, watching and letting it relax. Let this be our practice until next Tuesday. Namaste to all of you, and have a wonderful days to come.